I'd like to call the meeting back to order from recess. First order of business is a funding agreement with the City of Hollister. What I have in front of me is an intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the City of Hollister for City of Hollister Lift Station Improvement Project. I think that we've gone through all the hoops. Is that right, John? Been all signatures?
Yes, that is correct. There, one, there is a concept funding agreement that represents the engineering cost that was done by Schultz and Summers Engineering. And then there's a construction contract in there for the actual building of, or eliminating the lift stations, building the gravity sewer lines as per their engineer design and plan.
I got one question.
Yes, sir.
Is this the funding agreement that had an approximate cost and then had a like a $4,000 or $5,000 request higher?
There's the City of Hollister currently has one funding agreement approved, and it was for the replacement of some return activated sludge pumps in their wastewater facility. That's the first agreement. Mr. Ziegenfuss had put a little extra money in that agreement just to cover any unforeseens, any incidentals that might occur during the process of purchasing that equipment, having it installed at the wastewater facility, in lieu of having to come back.
Right.
And so there was a little bit of extra in there. That extra, just because it's there, it won't be paid. You know, the reimbursements will be based on invoices coming in.
And I'm so, fine with it. I just want to.
Yeah, know. Yeah. There's one that's been approved. These two are pending. If approved, they would have three agreements. This agreement here, there's a little extra money on the concept because there's a MoDOT issue waiting to be resolved as far as some of the design work. And Mr. Ziegenfuss could speak to that if you want him to. There's like $1,800 in there. That's a little bit more than what's shown by the invoices, because of the MoDOT issue, working out a right-of-way issue with them.
That's the only question I had on that one. Are you guys all right with it?
We are. I am.
Good.
Motion to approve intergovernmental agreement between Taney County, Missouri, Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the City of Hollister regarding the City of Hollister Wastewater Treatment Plant Project.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the City of Hollister regarding the Hollister Lift Station Improvement.
Yeah, it should be a concept and construction.
Feasibility project. And Jim, did you mean to approve both?
I did. I didn't have both of them in front of me, so yes.
I'll amend my second.
Thank you.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Danny, before we go into the next item on the agenda, do you want to make a comment?
Yes. I'm not going to be able to attend this meeting. I had a aunt pass away this weekend, and they have I'm a pallbearer at her funeral. She was from Springdale, Arkansas, and I have to leave. I know this was a very important meeting with the with the sewer board. These two gentlemen take care of that part of it, and but I've got to go, and I hate that I'm going to miss this part of it.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Please extend our condolences to your family. And if you'll let the record show that Dan had to leave because he's serving as a pallbearer. Sewer Board work session. Hello, everybody. Who all's going to join us up front?
And if you guys want to, if I can get another chair down here, a couple more, but we can move that microphone down here if we want all the board members up here. We can get a chair down there.
What do we got? One, two. Just pull that table in. You guys will be closer.
How are you doing, guys? That's fine. That's fine. Left seats. That's left seats. We can use that too.
I don't know that they need it. Good morning. How are you?
Good, dude.
Pretty good.
My
son sent me a video last night of my grandson taking his first steps, so that was a day for me. Good morning, Mr. Nathan.
Howdy.
And gentlemen.
Do they need to call their meeting to order, probably?
You gentlemen are scheduled for a meeting as well as we are. Do you need to call that to order, Nathan?
I will. Call this meeting of the Regional Sewer District work session with the commission to order. Roll call, please.
Ron Daniels.
Larry Gardner.
Nathan Easley.
We have a call.
Do you all have an agenda for us that you would like us to go through, or different
yes,
points
sir.
You'd like to talk about?
We had a packet of information that I worked on last week, and Susie, I believe, delivered copies. Yes, sir. Let me. Do they have the agenda?
Susie, I left mine upstairs. If you, I can go get it, or if you can have an extra, that'd be great.
I may actually. Let me see.
If they have it, if you have an extra, great. I can go upstairs. Okay. Thank you, sir.
I've got my agenda. Thank you.
Go ahead, guys, I guess.
All right. First item we have on ours is properties remaining to be transferred to the district. And I will let John address that.
Okay. There's a little bit of my staff report there, item one, but we had the intergovernmental agreement that we entered into, basically the separation agreement that we signed. That became effective as of January 1st, 2012. In that agreement, there's copies in the packet of page one. The first item was that the county was going to convey the current sewer district planning and zoning building located at 207 Davis Street and all lift station properties and pump station facilities to the district at no cost or no charge to the district.
To date, there's been communication between our attorney and the commission's attorney, and Eddie Coxey and David had worked on an ex officio deed copies, and I believe Pat and David can speak to that. I think there was a communication, and I'm stepping out there a little bit, but I believe that there was some communication on the form of the document that Pat had discussed with you.
Correct. I initially used a form that we use in Greene County when the commission conveys property. She preferred the ex officio form, so I redid them all back before our meeting December 29th and provided those to her.
And like I said, Eddie and David worked on that with past comments, and they were taken into consideration as this agreement was, or this document was constructed. Those have been prepared for the property at 207 David Street, and there is a copy for each lift station property. There's no concerns about the properties. As far as we know, they just need to be executed.
Ron, help me understand this. I think the only concern I remember with the annex building we had was the parking. And that, I think that became an issue because of how the parking lot is supposed to be used with our neighbor. And if I'm not mistaken, Ron, is that what the hang-up was on the parking lot?
Yeah. To date, and I'm a member of that lodge
myself. Okay.
But I've Noel Campbell's come over 3 times since we've moved in there. We kind of have a gentleman's agreement that if they have something that they need that parking, we're more than glad to relocate our vehicles, which aren't very many there anyway. Most of their meetings are at night, but we've been good neighbors.
Sure.
In addressing their concerns about parking. They did have the Grand Master of the State of Missouri here, mm-hmm. and that was a huge deal for any lodge, and they need a lot of parking, so we facilitated them in that. We would like to have the property go ahead and take care of this property, and then an agreement, if there's a parking agreement to be hatched, that would be between us and the sewer district and the lodge, if there needs to be one.
The question I think came up in our conversation was there an agreement when we first acquired the property? And that's what I was thinking what our conversation was. Ron, you help me out if you remember this, but you were around during this process.
I wasn't on the commission during that time, but the lodge was assured that they would have access to the parking spaces. That was by and between the county and the lodge, obviously, with the county transferring the property to the sewer district. What Dan's question was, will the lodge be assured that they can still utilize that space for parking? I don't see any reason personally that right. that you all, well, you know, I mean, we're talking maybe once a year, would have a problem for an evening meeting if that property was utilized. But that was the question that he had. And that was the only thing that I'm aware of that
right.
that was brought up.
That was the only one I was aware of.
That was my understanding. When we looked into it, there was a legal description that was going to be necessary just to legally describe the property. There was a survey done by Mr. Gardner some time ago when that property was deeded to the Masonic Lodge or set aside for that purpose. But we have the legal description now that was, well, it was prepared in May by HDR Engineering. They took care of that. So that was all that we understood maybe was still out there was this parking question, which I don't see that to be a problem.
No.
I mean, they meet at night, and then, like I said, any time that Noel's come over 3 times since we've been there and we discussed that, you know, we need the parking, and we've obliged that. We have no problem with that.
Larry, the legal description going from the county to the sewer district, that doesn't include the parking spaces in front of the lodge hall, does it?
This, I don't know. Larry, do you want to?
This is what was prepared back in May.
I did the survey several years ago, so. And HDR, Doug Bobbian, took my survey and prepared the legal description, so.
The only question I have is in the transference, making sure that we're not giving the parking spaces in front of the lodge hall to the sewer district. And that's the only question I have. If that can be answered, I see no reason why we don't move forward. Can you get back on that one, and we'll, if you want, I'll schedule.
We can do this Thursday if you want.
A signing for, well, however long it takes to do that.
I see Mr. Zimmerman out there with HDR. Could
Doug work on that.
We'll have that answer.
He prepared the legal description, so he would probably have a, the answer on that.
Let's go to the other properties and come back to that, if that's okay.
Yeah.
The other properties, as identified, in the staff report, we have three lift stations on the Short Creek project over off of Acacia Club Road. We have one lift station on Lakeshore Drive, which is down across from Connecticut Camps on the lower side down by Timberline Drive. And then we have one lift station that is that's on the county property over off of Dundee Road, PP5. These stations, as far as I know, there was a question about the structure of the document to transfer the properties. I believe that this document, there should be copies for each lift station site upstairs, last I heard. But it's similar to a quick claim deed type document. There's a signature line for, I don't really identify it. It says Taney County Commissioner, and then Ms. Neely needs to attest that, and it needs to be notarized. But I believe for each property that's outstanding, there's a deed for that property. It just needs to be executed. The one on PP5 is a little more difficult because it involves the property that the animal shelter's on. And we had discussions about, do we want to survey off just where the pump station is? And then we got into the talk about a future treatment plant being located on that property, which we're interviewing engineers on September the 4th to select somebody to start looking at that. At that question, is that the proper property for this wastewater plant?
Provided the county doesn't ask an arm and a leg, wouldn't that be the cheaper way to go? I mean, seriously.
I'm sorry.
I said, provided the county doesn't ask an arm and a leg for that parcel of property rather than any other one, wouldn't that be the most inexpensive way for the district to go?
As far as that, yes, that is a good point. And then looking at the development of that area, the pervading winds out of the southwest, and there's power and the road structures are at or near the property, that would be a great piece of property to look at. Yes, sir.
Are all the other contracts, with the exception of that one, you say you have copies of them, or?
That's my understanding that they are upstairs. We can reproduce them.
Jim, without any objection from you, can we get all of those ready between you and I and set those up for Thursday and go through the motions to take care of all this?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, I have no issues with any of this. I wasn't aware that these contracts were upstairs. That's my
That's
fault.
My understanding.
They may be. I wasn't aware of that.
We haven't seen them.
Okay.
Yeah, we would have posted them if we would have saw them, but maybe I just didn't see them.
Okay.
We have the vehicle deeds of the vehicles that the sewer district has, but we do have we have a bill of sale that needs to be executed, and that was just for the other personal property that's in the building that was as specified
okay.
in the agreement.
Set it up for Thursday?
Yeah, if you put it in the Thursday, we'll just vote on all Thursday. This is part of the transferring of all the personal items that
yes,
we...
Yes, correct.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Computers, the office furniture,
equipment, sure.
Equipments, tools. If they don't have copies of those, can we reproduce it?
Finish
item 2.
Well, Mike, did you find something on the park? Oh, I'm sorry.
It does not include anything.
It doesn't include
the parking. Only.
Well, it doesn't include any of the parking.
Well, it includes the property of the building, but it doesn't include the parking for the lot.
But I mean, you get the rest of the parking. That's what I meant. That's included.
Yes. It's this area right here.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Well, with that objection, can we set that up too?
Yeah. Next.
Three. Bull Shoals Lake 4 project discussion.
Okay. Is that the picture I've got here?
Yes, sir. That picture demonstrates the Ozark Beach project. And we're going back probably 4 years, 3 to 4 years of time. The Ozark Beach project area, the Power Site North project area, were being looked at, you know, with the thought process of bringing Power Site North back through this board, through Ozark Beach. Prior to that decision being made by the board, that had been studied. There was three options studied on that. One was to build a wastewater plant in either Power Site North or Ozark Beach. The other option was to install a force main underneath Bull Shoals Lake, actually two force mains in this bore, or have two bore pits and install that apparatus to get that sewage from Power Site North back to Ozark Beach. Great River Engineering, our Great River Associates, they're here present today. They're the engineers that have worked on this cost analysis and produced the information that led to the board making the decision that, as far as construction-wise and as far as the yearly operation and maintenance, the lake bore, given that the technology exists to do it, to where it would work fine and everything, would be the way to address these projects. Collecting the sewage at Power Site, bringing it underneath Bull Shoals Lake back to Ozark Beach into that collection system and sending it to Forsyth. They decided to approve that method. At one time, it was thought that it would be the best way to address that would be to bid this out as part of the Ozark Beach project, but due to just trying to get the project moving forward, the lake bore was put off a little bit because there were some criteria that we were still waiting on. We didn't want to hold up the Ozark Beach project. So if things would have worked out, you know, this would have probably already been constructed by now, because it was the thought process. If the permitting and all the things about the lake bore had worked out in unison with the bidding of the Ozark Beach project, it would have been bid as part of that project. I'm just saying that, due to concerns that's been brought up, maybe it's better that it wasn't. We're talking about it here today. But we do have a DNR construction permit. We do have a set of plans and specifications here that's been approved by DNR. We had a Corps of Engineering permit that took us 2 years, 2.5 years to obtain, permitting the construction of the lake bore. The Corps of Engineers permit has expired, but that could be reapplied for and reissued. That's where we're at here today.
Well, all of the activity you're talking about occurred prior to December of 2011, I assume, because the commission didn't approve any of this in the budget for 2012.
Yes, that is correct. The discussion and all the decisions that led to the lake bore being the chosen method occurred long before 2011. It was in the budget for 2012, and that's where we started having these discussions about the question of whether the lake bore was the right choice or not.
Let me back up. You're saying we left it in the 2012 budget, or you all proposed that it be in the 2012?
I proposed it in the 2012 budget, and when we had our budget hearing, I believe the final one was in January, there was a question whether the commission wanted to fund that or not because of some questions that the commission had about the board. So it was not funded. And it's just been an item that we've been trying to establish a meeting to discuss and try to see what your concerns are, and we can share with you what led us here to this and see where we need to go so we can move forward with something. The commission did approve the study of a wastewater treatment plant in the Power Site area, and that led to the documents that Great River and Associates had looked at. We already looked at that approximately 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. And the cost was shown to be more expensive in operation and maintenance of a treatment facility versus the bore, which would affect our rates. And there was a number of things. This wasn't a quick decision by the sewer district to choose the lake bore. There was a lot of study and thought went into it. But In 2012, the commission did put money in the budget for the treatment plant study of the area, which we didn't really follow through on because we wanted to share with the commission the information that we currently had on file. And that's what we're here today about. This would be the first opportunity that we've actually had it on the agenda. And
so you have some comments for us?
Well,
is that where we're headed? Help me out here. We did not put this in the 2012 budget. We did not fund the project of a lake bore in the 2012 budget. We did fund an alternative, correct? Possibility, which you all did not
address. Study of an alternative, right. Yes. We wanted to share with the commission that that alternative had already been studied, though. And that's what this documentation is about.
Okay, let me take you a little bit different direction, okay, if I could. I can't speak for Jim, and I can't speak for Danny, and I won't, but I'll speak for me. I had real reservations when we talked about drilling under the lake, and I brought those up to you, and I brought those up to a couple of the sewer board members. And my reservations were because I have a deep concern of an environmental catastrophe, and that's what I was afraid of, but boring under the lake. Now, you all have provided me with a tremendous amount of information and a lot of discussion since I shared those thoughts with you. And that was the reason, at least from my perspective, that I didn't want to move forward at the time because I didn't have a full understanding of what all was involved in the Lake Bore project. And at least one commissioner wasn't going to vote for something that, in fact, that he felt might, again, have a catastrophic consequences if there was some type of failure beneath our lake. And, again, you all have gone to great lengths to share a lot of information with me and educate me in the regards as to why you all feel, please tell me if I'm saying this wrong, why this is the best way to move forward and, in fact, has already been approved by what all agencies?
Department of Natural Resources, Corps of Engineers, the two main ones we had to have approved.
And, I mean, that's been huge for me, and to take a look at it through different glasses, if you will. But what I am assuming is that you're back here today with this project to talk about it again. Are we looking at this for the 2013 budget, which we are supposed to have, I think, before the auditor by
September something.
September 1st?
Yes.
Okay. So it is the sewer district's thinking that we need to move forward from this perspective. Is that right, Nathan?
That's the way I see it.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, how many months ago was it, guys, that I met with you?
Four
or five months ago. I had multiple concerns when you're talking about drilling under their lake. Obviously, the environmental, which that was addressed. Then I looked up from an efficiency. I mean, we got to make sure the sewer district is a self-sufficient entity that doesn't put lines in, but no way can pay for them. And then we talked about the, you know, extending, what are we giving up if we don't put a treatment plant on the other side, a power site area. And after we went through the, you know, after I sat down with Great River and went through where I thought possible expansion areas in the county were, because it's an economic issue also. If we don't have sewer services, potentially we won't have development. And so I wanted to see if we were hindering ourselves from any potential growth in the near future. After thorough conversations, I came away from that meeting saying that the lake bore was the most efficient and effective way to address the economic growth areas. I didn't see where us not putting a treatment plant over there, which obviously is a bigger cost to maintain versus a pipe and pumps. So after sitting down, it was about an hour and a half meeting. And all the documents, I changed my opinion. I mean, the environmental part was addressed, I felt, with DNR. with the Corps of Engineers. They wouldn't do anything without it, without them being satisfied with the requirements. So from my perspective, if you guys are asking to move forward with a Lake Bore project in the 2013, I would support the funding of it through the sales tax funds in the budget. So, I must say, though, when you first start thinking about boring under a lake, you start thinking it's got to be more expensive, it's got to be dangerous, it's got to be all those environmental concerns. And after understanding the financial part of it and then the environmental part of it, I see that as really the best solution, considering the potential growth and comparing how the power site area is growing. So I still think I think it now is the best solution.
You're not going to hear me say this very often about many discussions that involve money. I would have looked at the more costly option if I thought that there was an opportunity that we were going to destroy our lake for some time to come. I mean, I had a real fear of that and a dread. What I see and what you all have presented to me has certainly painted a different picture than what my first blush was of the project. And so if that's the presentation that you're going to give, I certainly want to see it. Are you looking at the budget, right?
Yeah. That's the way I understood it. I did not realize that the Corps of Engineers permit had expired. When did it expire? I thought we had till like spring next year.
We've got till April of 2013 on the DNR permit, or April 20th. The Corps of Engineers, that's what my understanding was, is that permit had expired, but we've got to reapply for it.
The Corps of Engineers permit expired, I think, in September 2010. And we're in the process. We had started the process of getting that renewed right before you asked if the project was shut down.
Okay.
And that's why we kind of held up on all those other things, because we didn't know. We were trying to get this meeting established for quite a while.
So what do you think is the length of time that permit could be acquired?
Well, we talked to the guy that's working on the permit renewal, and he said that he didn't do it in any time. He was just on the bottom of his pile in my position because you guys had agreed to pull the cards. I think if not within a few weeks, probably certainly within a year.
Yeah, we've not had any formal discussion about it since we went through the budgetary process for 2012.
Well, we had met here a few months back, a month ago, 2 months ago, and if somehow there's confusion about what was on the agenda item, what we wanted to discuss with y'all. But that is the same information I brought to you today. If somehow we had it might have been on my part that there was confusion about what we wanted to talk about. But that was some answers given the time frame, and you know, that would be our request, is the commission support putting this in the 2013 construction budget. It's even if we had the money now, given the time frame of bidding and all the formalities of the bidding process, we wouldn't have time to do anything in 2012. So
right.
It'd be a 2013 project.
How far under the lake bed would that bore be?
20 feet. 25 feet would be down in solid rock as far as.
We have rock in Taney County?
You get down there deep enough, about an inch or two, it gets solid rock pretty quick. Septic systems, that's why we're, they don't work very good. What? How? We're going to be about 20 feet under the. Yeah. The lake's really not that deep there either. It's a lot shallower than what I thought, about 10, 12, 15 feet deep.
So I'm reading this. How far down below the power site dam is that? It's not very far, is it?
Probably,
that's what, 1,500 feet?
Yeah, probably something like that. We tried to stay in the narrowest part, but we wanted to be on down below the dam. There are ways to let the flow coming through the dam kind of get back to normal, velocity. There was kind of a, the Corps of Engineers, we had to pay them an impact fee. I believe it's like $10,000 for the trees that we were going to disturb getting in there too. So there's a little bit of their input dictated the location of the bore also.
The Corps talking about charging for their trees?
They already have. We paid that. We had to pay what they call an impact fee for the public area that we're going to disturb.
You're kidding.
The project, no? As part of the permit process. That was the first thing they did, is come down and done a survey with the engineers of what the alignment was, and they went through and counted every tree and the other impact that we was going to produce on public lands, and they figured up a bill for us, and they said, you need to pay this for, we'll look at your application.
And actually what's expired is the temporary construction because we have a permanent easement.
A lease.
Yeah. A lease, and then there's a temporary easement to go down and build it. What expired was the temporary easement, so that's what they're doing. They said there would be no problem.
Since they've acquired so much more revenues, I wonder if we can increase their payment in lieu of taxes for that property that they pay to the county. I am amazed at that.
They wouldn't even look at our application until they'd done that first.
Wow.
Yeah, that was about a six-month process for them to come and do their...
My suggestion would be, gentlemen, that you put this in the budget. Jim, anything different?
No. My question is, the project itself looks like it's about, if I'm not, is it $13 million, $15
million? The lake board's about it was budgeted, I think, at $2.2 million, something like that, is what we proposed.
So how much are you going to put in the budget then? Because you won't be able to do the whole project in 12 months.
Well, we'll build it here.
Just the boring.
But it depends on whether you want to budget that with power site north or have it as a separate.
Well, I guess my question is, how much do you want us to budget? How much are you going to request to budget? Are you going to budget all $15 million of it? Or are you going to budget just what you're going to need?
No, where's the $15
million?
Wait,
that's the life cycle
cost. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the actual construction cost would be about $2.2 million.
All right, I'm sorry.
It's something like it's in that neighborhood.
I was looking at the wrong page.
Power Site North will be part of that project to wrap up their engineering easement. We haven't started getting any easements over there yet, so we'll have some.
How much are we looking at for both of them? I don't have that number in front of me that I can get that.
I think the project itself, Power Site North, was around $8 million.
It's similar size of those. It's off the top of my head. We'll get some better numbers. It's about probably $7 million for Power Site construction, a couple $1 million for the board, but we can get you better numbers.
But I just want to know what I'm prepared for, is how much you're going to be asking for that. Is there other projects that go ahead.
I was going to ask a question. I know there's a portion of Valley View that's not city. Is that in any of the projects?
We're looking at Valley View Village, and we're looking at Valley View Village South, which is over by the old clubhouse.
Yes.
And we're looking at an extension that would be an ad alternate.
Would that be a part of this?
It could be if the price comes in where we think it's within reason.
The reason I ask you that, there's a number of people over there in the unincorporated areas that have been asking
us,
and we defer them to you, but I know from the number that have chatted with me that there's some real hope that happens. I mean, and some of those lots are so small out there that this would be ideal for them.
Yeah, obviously the lake bore is the first step in any of it. In the original study, we had looked at the treatment plant over here, but also it was thought that if doing the lake bore doesn't preclude a treatment plant in the future if it becomes necessary.
Right.
Because that lake bore, it will flow either way. And if it, 10, 15 years down the road, it's determined that there has to be a treatment plant over there or it's better to have one there, that flow could be transferred to the new treatment plant. And at that point in time, even Forsyth would have the capability to transfer some of their flow back to this treatment plant if they had a capacity issue for any reason. So this was the key, getting from point A to point B before we could take any action on the other side of the lake.
Okay.
And in the staff report, it's noted in there that as Power Site North comes online, this is the total project. It's rated about 250 gallons per minute of wastewater that can be generated in that area. The engineers estimated ultimate build-out, given reasonable ultimate build-out, about 750 gallons per minute. The bore itself can handle 1,300 gallons per minute, which is equal to 1.9 million gallons per day. And for an example, the city of Hollister, the flow that we send to the city of Hollister on a daily basis don't exceed 1 million gallons a day. So you look at all Lakeshore Drive, Short Creek, mm-hmm. Poverty Point, all of that whole area don't exceed that, what that bore could handle. But when we get to that point, that's where Forsyth's going to need to look at major treatment plant expansion, or we'll have to look at building a plant. But there's, you'll probably be looking at having to build and address the treatment plant sometime in the future before that bore would ever have to have another leg installed on it or something, you know.
I think we've got number three wrapped up. Dundee Road property. Number four.
The Dundee Road property, you know, of course, that is our premier place to look at for the construction of a wastewater treatment facility to address those areas' needs. The request for proposals have went out. The a selection committee of two board members, and Eddie and myself, have selected three firms to interview. To give presentation to the sewer district, and that's Olson Engineers, HDR Engineering, and URS Corporation. They're an engineering firm out of St. Louis that's submitted on several of our projects, but they haven't interviewed with us before. In talking to some of these engineers and in talking to other engineers before the selection was made, there's going to be extra cost that's going to be necessary in looking at alternative sites. And the commission at one time has said that the commission would like to see at least two sites looked at. And we can still do that. But if we could focus our efforts, the survey that was done by HDR Engineering shows that there's suitable land there, and looking at a footprint of any of these type of treatment processes, you know, that footprint could probably fit on that property. Would you still want us to still look at two sites? Because that could cost us $5,000 or $10,000 to do that. Or could we focus our efforts on Dundee? I guess that's my question.
Again, I think that financially, and that's the best site to look at. That's my personal perspective.
Right.
I don't know what other uses, and that's up to us to talk to other departments that might fall to that property, but I can't see that this wouldn't be the absolute best use, personally. So I think you should focus on that piece of property.
I haven't seen the survey.
Well, I didn't bring one with me. HDR has done that on behalf of the commission. I think the commission's paid for it. But
we
didn't get a copy, but I got a copy from Doug Fabian the other day. But I don't know
if I've ever seen the.
I think it showed you all the animal shelter and the shooting range property was like 3.75 acres. And then the rest, there was like 14 point something acres. But, you know, a lot of that starts falling off pretty rapidly around shore. It gets really rugged. There's kind of a core property just to the west of the shooting range, kind of across a drainage area there that relatively it would still need site work, but it for Taney County, it levels out pretty good, you know.
There's sufficient land there
to do what we need to do. I was hopeful that I hadn't seen the survey. I know we paid for it, but I hadn't seen a copy of it. It may be up in the office, but.
How much land is needed, Mike?
What kind of footprint does Ozark have? Because Ozark is a brand new plant, and it's relatively spread out where it's not all on top of itself.
We have 40 acres available.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's
what?
Not all necessary. I mean, our size probably 800 by 800.
Really?
But it's set up so we can expand that plant in the future. We did, several years ago, we looked at three different sites, and we were looking at Poplar Point.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of our primary sites, and there was another site north and west, but just a little bit on the Keshetub Road in Wisconsin, right in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And either one of those sites would be competitive in terms of pumping costs, but since the land's already there on the shooting range of Donka, that's...
All right.
I mean, 55 director, road close to it. A short, quick one, I have to pump to either side, but if it was the side that I catch a couple in Wisconsin, 55 has to pump farther, a short, quick one would have to pump shorter, so they typically will balance out.
Okay.
And there was a third south in the southeast of there, along 165, and there's really no place for it to discharge it. But it's far away, we have to pump a long one. 56 would come to that, but the short, quick one would have to go all the way through the system as well.
Did you say 800 by 800 up in Ozark?
I mean,
that's about 14 acres.
Brandon will be here next week.
Okay.
That's what I said. We need to check that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at the Ozark plant. It's probably one of the newest plants in our area, and we're going to go look at it on the 28th.
Are you going?
I mean, I think
but it appeared to me that all of the basins and everything, even the buildings, is probably on 3 acres there.
Yeah, he was calling the whole site.
But they got a lot of land they'll probably never need there. Bless your heart.
Could you make sure I get a copy of that, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Of that survey?
Me, right.
Okay.
And
I'm not saying you didn't deliver one upstairs. I just don't remember seeing it. So,
well, Doug's listening right now. He's making a copy as well. So
make two copies, Doug. Doug, make three.
He can't hear you out there, Mike.
But he's listening in.
Doug, if you're listening in, Mike has asked for how many copies?
I guess three now.
Three copies of the survey.
Think board members want another copy?
Well, they got two copies down at the office.
John's got our copy.
Well, yeah, actually, Doug made me too, because I wanted to give one to Ted. But one of the things we will have to look at is we'll have to look at the Hollister plant. DNR is going to require us to look at the Hollister treatment plant and the potential of expanding that plant. So, you know, that's going to be one of the main things. That's possible. It could be expanded. One thing in the sewer district, though, if it is, and if that area does develop, it's going to put us in a position to really have to upsize force mains and pump stations getting back to Hollister. Also, the Hollister plant, there has been discussion for several years about the algae issue, and it's not Hollister's plant's fault or problem. It's just the naturally occurring algae in that stream being shallow and wide and plenty of sunlight that they didn't want to do things that would add flow to that, to the treatment plant. So that we'll have to look at that as well as look at the Dundee site and, of course, the anti-degradation studies and all those things. I guess what I'm saying is we do this study. This plant's not going to happen overnight. I mean, it's probably a five-year process. If we started in earnest tomorrow to build a plant on that property with the anti-degradation studies, you got to establish the amount of pollution that's already in the receiving stream around Lake Taneycoma before you even get a permit to start building a plant, because that's going to dictate what type of plant you're going to have to build and what nutrients and what level of nutrient removal you're going to have to achieve at that plant. So you don't do anything until they do that anti-degradation study. And the city of Branson's been going through that for 2 years now.
Yeah, a couple of years.
And they're getting close maybe to getting through the tunnel, but they're still not through that tunnel yet. And so and then once you get to that point, the EPA, the federal government, the state government permitting, and we're talking 5 or 6 years out anyway. So I just want to share that with you just because we study this. I mean, next year I might try to put money in there for engineering, the anti-degradation work.
Anti-degradation first, yeah.
So usually what I do on that budget, I need to talk to the board, too, about things that they'd like to see in the budget, but the engineers at the projects that we're working on, they start providing me numbers on where they feel they'll be at December 31st. With these big projects, there's so many things that can affect that cash flow on these projects that what I give Mr. Finley is a draft. I mean, it's my best draft. And
right.
I massage that as I go along because, you know, these projects, things can affect those. And the engineers, they have a lot of input on that, too. So I just want to share that with you. I am working on it. There were some questions of the lake bore was a big question on what we do with that. We got that answered today, so I appreciate that. Another thing was this Dundee and the looking at other properties in that area, that affects what I would ask for in that too. So I appreciate, you know, getting some direction on those things.
Number five?
Basically, any other items, I just put that on there. If there's anything you'd like to discuss with the board or the board would like to discuss with the commission. One thing, the F Highway property, you know, we're still repairing grinder pumps out there. Just, is there any news on that property? We are looking at some other options, but, you know, as they come up. As a matter of fact, we got a person going to talk to us tomorrow about an option, but just thought I'd throw that out there and see if there's any movement on transfer, selling the property. Or you
know, I missed which property?
F Highway.
The F Highway and 160 property. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ron. You may start the conversation.
Okay.
I will. Jim, is there any further information regarding that piece of property?
As one commissioner, I'm interested in selling part of that land. How's that, Ron? Now you can go.
John's question specifically was where we're moving forward with doing that. And I don't see us any further along than where we were, personally. I know.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think you'd like to have a definitive answer, and we don't have one for you.
Well, our thing is that, again, we've got a lot of stuff we, you know, if that we need to relocate. If something did come in that direction, y'all had that opportunity to do something with the property. So any advance warning that we could have, you know, would be appreciated. And
question for the commissioners. Since we became a separate entity, what do you see can be done to make us work more effectively together? If we're two separate boards, hopefully we want to have the same, working toward the same ends. What can we do as a board to be more effective working with the commission? You have any suggestions for us? The way information is presented, just your thoughts. This is new for all of us. Reasonably new.
Well, I think back, I mean, I'll throw something out. I mean, and we're working on it, but the one of the things that I realized last fall when we were going through the budget, you were asking for the Lake Board project. You were asking for money, and I really didn't know anything about the project. You know, I hadn't gone through all your sewer board meetings, so I wasn't familiar. And so when it came to budget time, there was an assumption that I should have known about the project. And unfortunately, when you're hitting November, December, and you're trying to finalize the budget, it's really hard to stop and try to catch up on that one specific project. At least we were going through so many of the numbers. So I think, obviously, the communication's better. I mean, I really would like to see us on a quarterly basis sit down and talk about projects you guys are conceptually thinking about. I mean, the sooner we can, and obviously I'm an outgoing commissioner, so for the next 5 months, but I would think that the communication of what project you guys are thinking about or looking at, I mean, we hear the concerns. I mean, there's people out there who don't understand the sales tax, and eventually we'll have to come up for a renewal. And that conversation will have to happen, and that conversation is something we need to have ongoing, because if the citizens don't see the value in it, it won't get renewed. And we got to make sure we're doing our part to address the needs of the reason the sales tax was in place. So I think ultimately, Ron, it comes down to the communication. I think the more we can do these, even if it's a quarterly basis, if it's an hour and a half, just say this is what we're working on, this is, and then because, you know, Eddie Coxey knows, I mean, there was a situation 30 days ago, someone called me on a live talk show to talk about a sewer bill, you know, and that was interesting. And so, you know, and I think since then Eddie's talked to that individual and all that, but those are communication things that we've got to improve on because sometimes people just don't know where to turn, so they turn to the commissioner. And that's, I think, if we can improve the communication, if it's on a quarterly basis, or even every 6 months, and I mean, obviously we're meeting more often because of the initial separation, but I think that always helps to know what you guys are looking at down the road, because I know you are. I mean, you're looking down 2-3 years down, and that's what you're supposed to be doing, but keep us in the loop, is I think would be always helpful. So we don't have a Lake Moore non-funding issue like we did last fall. So, Ron?
I think you said that very well. I think that goes both ways, though, and I think that perhaps we need to massage our schedules where one of us can get to the sewer board meetings and be a part of that so that we can understand and then carry that back, which was part of a proposal that you made a long time ago, is we have liaisons between the different groups that the county commissioners serve at individually and then bring the information back in informative sessions so that the entire group can hear what's going on with any given agency or entity. So I think we probably need to do a better job of that.
I mean, one of the things we also talked about was making a commissioner or asking the commissioner to be a liaison to all these boards, and that way then there is one commissioner responsible for knowing what's going on and then bring it back to the commission. And
I tried very hard pointing Jim to the board.
You did try very hard.
Yeah, I think there's probably a point of balance there because I think we all know in years past there may have been too much commission involvement, try to micromanage previous commission. And now it kind of almost swung the other way to where it's, we can't even see each other. So it does sound like we're working back toward a reasonable balance where we can have meetings on a quarterly basis would be great because there's something's happened within 3 months that's noteworthy.
Right.
That's information to be passed along. So I think that would be a...
I mean, it's only four times a year. I mean, it's not like it's a big deal. It shouldn't be a big deal.
Well, if it would be good for me to come once a month, just a commission meeting like Randy Hayes comes almost every day, and you know, I know he's got a lot going on, but I'd be glad to do that too. You know, I'm always glad to come up and see the commission and share with you. Sometimes we get caught up in things, but if we wanted to make a pointed schedule of that, you know, then that could happen too, just to give you a little bit in between the big meetings.
Sure.
So.
Well, you know, historically, the commission created the sewer district because the commission didn't have the statutory ability to move forward and provide sewer services to clean up what needed to be cleaned up within Taney County. And I agree with you. It went from little contact to a great deal of oversight and supervision to once we took the legal position to heart that it's an autonomous political subdivision once created, have kind of left you there with that entire bag. Well, the commission should have some input, and that input should come from the area of that we're providing the funds through a county sales tax. It could be designated for any number of things, but the county commission back in the day chose that to be what needed to be funded, and it truly has been a need through all the years and still is. But I apologize for being redundant, one of us needs to step up and be making those meetings so that we can report back. And quarterly meetings like this, I think, would be great. So yeah. I'm on board with that.
Go ahead, John.
Well, my thought, different subject. I'm just going to state that back to the budget, document, the commission had created a different looking budget document. I think Mr. Mr. Stroff has, you know, designed that document where we had things in concept, things in construction. Mm-hmm. The one I'm getting from the auditor's office to fill out to put my numbers is don't represent that.
Oh, okay.
So I went ahead. I started last week to use that document because I had to start getting some numbers down. So that's one thing about.
Well, we need to use the document that we created because that ties to the intergovernmental agreement. So.
So his question is, where does he get that, and where does he get the breakdown?
Do you have the? You have last year's document.
I got last year's document, but we usually get a document from the auditor's office that, you know, 2013. We start plugging our numbers in there. I lost about a week and a half because I was kind of waiting to try to get that
document. I saw your
emails,
and I.
But I can get some stuff together, but I wanted to make a presentation to my board of what projects that we have going on and what projects would they like to see addressed in some fashion for 2013. And
John, let's work together to create the form that you need, and we'll work in tandem with the auditor's office to make sure that we're all reading from the same page, hopefully.
With losing that week and a half, the soonest I can get that to my board is like the first meeting in September, which is September 4th.
Then let's work from whatever form you have to put your numbers together so that you're in compliance with what the auditor has to go by in putting the budget document together, and then we'll separate it. I hate to say that, but if your board is going to be a part of that, and they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, my plan was to have that for them tomorrow to look at. But I'm just saying I'll have something together, but it's going to be a draft. But before September 1st, I might need to amend that after I meet the board. They might want to add. I mean, we talked about Kazik Mills. We've talked about some other things. We talked about just addressing what we have now. But I want to talk to my board before I finalize that.
We're gonna work with you in developing it. So.
I'm sure you will. I just want to point that out. That
sure.
I want to use the form because what I took with me from our hearings earlier this year is that this is the form we're going to use.
Right. It's tied to the contracts. So.
Yeah, and I don't have that form. That's what I'm saying. So.
One more item, and it won't be decided today. I'm sure. Because it would fall under other items for discussion, but the sewer district for some time has been in need of a building site and a building for the utility for operations, house equipment, and also where the grinder pumps are rebuilt. We have been utilizing the property on AF Highway, but it's not really, it's what we have available, but it's not suitable for the task. We know it's going to cost some money to put up a building. We haven't been looking at anything exotic, just functional. But there's been discussion. I think any other industry that I'm aware of, if you put up a new building, that's considered a capital project. But we've heard that possibly the county's attorney doesn't feel that that would be a capital project and it couldn't be funded. And I'm not asking for an answer today, but it's possibly something you could discuss later, or we could set up a meeting to discuss.
Okay.
It seems like, and I think David probably attests to this, sometimes things get to your office. And maybe you guys, I know you got a lot on your plate, but maybe you don't know they're there.
Fine.
We're asking David, how come this hasn't been done? He said, well, it's in the commission's office, you know. So I'm just wondering how we, it seems like some of the things in the past, been your office a long time, and you guys probably weren't even aware of it. I know you got a lot going. But
Larry, it's very possible. I mean, I mean, we're doing the right things. We're getting to Nikki, which is Nikki's informing us when we have items and requesting items. I'm not so sure. I'm trying to remember why we like the agreements, you know, transferring the property. I'm not so sure why that just hadn't got done. And that's, I got to find that one out, because that seemed like we got to a certain point and then everything stopped. We got the vehicles moved, we got some of the buildings, some of the things got moved, and then all of a sudden, I don't know.
I didn't know if it just.
Well, the building, the most recent survey was just done in the last couple of weeks, wasn't it, for the building and the description,
May.
Property description? Pardon?
May.
No, he just brought it to me like 10 days ago, sitting right here at this desk, and I went through it with him. Aside from that, maybe I'm mistaken about that, but. Hear me, Doug? It was you.
I think Doug did come over to talk to you about it. I think there was a question, and that parking was part of it. And
right.
I had a meeting with you, and so yes. It's on that.
But maybe you want to do, maybe us being able to come to one particular commissioner and ask the question, maybe that would be good, a liaison.
We've had that
actually what he brought to me was the ambulance district property. I apologize. That's what that was. It's the survey for the piece that they wanted at F Highway. That's what that was.
Right.
That's all I had. I just
not the other. Work on it for sure.
I know you guys are good.
If y'all have nothing, I would entertain a motion to adjourn our meeting.
So made.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. What do we have next?
We are nothing until the light says.
Whoa. I thought we had one more. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
All right, our government funding agreement. We did this. Good to see you, sir.
Oh, you can leave him down there, John. Don't worry about it. We have the legal on there.
Thank you, man.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Vigo.
We'll clean it up.
We'll get it, Nathan.
Well, don't worry about it. We'll clean it up.
We've got to.
Just don't trip.
We don't have anything to one, right? County Commission will stand in recess until 1 p.m.